I'm Nick Spitzer. You're listening to Shortcuts from American Roots, a sneak peek at our upcoming show. To hear the full program, join me at AmericanRoots.org.
The pandemic has been very tough on bars and restaurants everywhere, and especially in New Orleans, with a culture of food and hospitality. The closing of a restaurant or neighborhood bar here feels like a death in the family. One such place is the Treme landmark and community gathering spot, Little Dizzy's. It was about to close for good in November. Little Dizzy's owner, Wayne Baque Sr., had worked in his family's restaurants all his life. The Creole Baque family are also known for a lineage in music and the newspaper business. Get this, Wayne's brother, Dean, is the executive editor of the New York Times. Brother Terry oversees the editorial page at New Orleans Times-Picayune. I sat down with the retiring Wayne Baque Sr. and new co-owner, daughter-in-law, Arkeisha Baque. Wayne recalled how the Baque restaurant empire in New Orleans began.
Our first restaurant was opened in the 1940s. It was a place called Paul Gross Chicken Coop. It was called that because they actually served fried chicken. Not too many people did that back then because they didn't have deep fryers. And actually, the person that inspired that was Ada Baque Gross, Paul Gross's wife and my great aunt. And it was in Treme on the corner on Bienville and Roman. That was our first restaurant. My dad worked there. I even worked there as a teenager. And then my dad went off on his own, opened up Eddie's restaurant. The kind of famous 2119 Law Street in the 7th Ward. And then from there, I broke off and opened up several different restaurants, including one around the corner called Eddie Baque's, and probably 8 or 9 other restaurants that I've had over the past nearly 50 years of doing this. And Wayne and Arkeisha, they still have it going here at Little Dizzy's for the future.
There's a whole side of your family that has been in music over the years as well. Do you see a connection between food and the music?
The connection is that New Orleans represent the two most important things that the culture of New Orleans is music, jazz specifically, and food. And then we've had many, many musicians in the family, including Lil Dizzy, who's Zachary Baque. This is named after my grandson.
Zachary was a trumpet player at St. Augustine High School. And his first year there, when he played the trumpet, his cheeks inflated really big. And so they nicknamed him Little Dizzy after Dizzy Gillespie.
I love it.
And he is an awesome trumpet player. Music has been in the Baque family for years. It's a very vital part of us. Situation was very hard to adjust in the beginning, but my mother-in-law Janet and my father-in-law Wayne Sr. had to think about their health and their safety and what was best for them. So my father-in-law made the hard decision to close in March when restaurants were forced to go to takeout only. At some point, he and my mother-in-law Janet had a strong conversation and decided to retire. And at that time, Wayne Jr. and I, we cried, we prayed, and we thought about it, and we realized he had put so much into this family's legacy. He didn't close a restaurant because he had to. He closed them when he chose to. And so we made the decision in December. We went and met with my mother-in-law, Janet, and my father-in-law, Wayne Sr.
And let's remind people, our father-in-law is sitting right here.
They're both doing a good job of putting this thing together and adjusting to the new situation because of COVID-19. I mean, I'm very proud of the way they're doing this. It's great.
You're still going to get the great cuisine that Dizzy had offered. The gumbo, the fried chicken, the red beans and rice with the hot sausage, our awesome macaroni and cheese, bread pudding. Like, those staple items are still here. We're just going to give it to you in a little different way. The goal is to ultimately get back to where we were, but we're going to move in a safe, timely manner. what is best for the public and which is best for us. The one thing about Dizzy's, it was a common ground where people come to meet. People come with their family from out of town, with their children. It is like the go-to place. And we are going to continue that legacy.
For American Roots Shortcuts, I'm Nick Spitzer. To hear more, join me Saturdays at 5 and Sundays at 6 on WWNO or listen at AmericanRoots.org.